Welcome to Zone Zero, everyone. Today we're going to take a peek at one of the great RTTY events of the annual calendar, the Volta RTTY DX contest coming up this weekend. If you want to score 100 million points in a weekend, this one's for you. We'll also take a look at the CQM International DX contest for CW and phone operators. So, let's get started.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, end of test. Roger, gear lock, clear here also.
You're listening to Zone 000.
100 million points in a single contest. Well, it sounds kind of outlandish, but it's entirely achievable in the Volta RTTY DX contest. Now, this one's sponsored by the SSB and RTTY Club of Como and ARI, A-R-I, the Italian Amateur Radio Association. This year, it's the 51st running of the Volta RTTY, honoring the Italian discoverer of electricity, Alessandro Volta. I've been in this one every year since 2003. Now, that year, I earned 81,000 points and finished 144th overall. And over the years, I've managed to reach the top 25 pack a couple of times. In 2013, when conditions were at their peak, way at the top of the solar cycle 24, the score I submitted was, get this, 299 million points. So this one's a real blast, everyone. How do scores get so high? It's pretty simple. Every contact you make earns points based on a table that gives you more points for contacts in zones farther away from you. If I'm in California, in CQ Zone 3, and I work a station in Germany, in CQ Zone 14, we both get 26 points for the contact, according to that table that I mentioned. That alone can make this contest a whole lot of fun, and it really encourages the effort it takes to make those DX or long-distance QSOs. But there's a whole lot more. In this one, you get to multiply all those contact points by the number of DXCC countries and the call areas in Australia, Canada, Japan, New Zealand, and the United States. That makes your score rocket up the charts. But then it gets really interesting. In Volta RTTY, you then multiply that calculation by the number of contacts you've made. Boom! Into the stratosphere. Last year, even with conditions that were mediocre at best, I managed 155 contacts in 55 countries and call areas. That was a relatively pitiful performance, and my claim score was only 16 million points. I put in 6 hours, so that works out to 2.7 million points every hour. The year before, when propagation was still pretty good, I had 261 contacts and 106 multipliers. I finished with almost 153 million points in 8 hours. That's more than 19 million points per hour. It's pretty neat to see a 7, 8, or even 9-digit score. If we go by recent conditions, I think we're currently experiencing propagation similar to what we saw back in 2008. That year, for Volta RTTY, the solar flux was 67. That's a bit lower than it is right now. But the A index that year was just 3, with quiet geomagnetic conditions. We might get a bit lucky and have more solar flux than that to keep the bands open longer this weekend. In our comparator year of 2008, I landed 16 million points and 180 contacts in 48 countries. That's not a very good score. And over the 9 years since then, participation in RTTY contests has really increased dramatically. Now, we can keep in mind that if we work all 10 call areas in the United States, Canada, and Japan, that's 30 multipliers on one band. And you can work them all on each band as well. If there's any opening to Europe from where you are, or to North America if you're in Europe, this weekend could produce 20 million points or more in just a few hours, and that's without even trying very hard. A quick tip for North American stations, let's get on 80 meters during the evening. In most years, there are very few stations running Volta RTTY on 80 meters, and that's a huge lost opportunity. It's entirely possible to work all 10 US call areas there, and another half dozen or so Canadian call areas. But only if we get on the band and hand out those multipliers. Let's help one another out and go to 80 and watch those scores leap. Volta RTTY takes to the air at 1200 UTC this Saturday, May 13th, and it goes 24 hours. It's a straight-up 45 baud RTTY contest. So, let's get out there and give it a try. I'll be listening for you. I know teletype isn't everyone's cup of bourbon, but this weekend has something for everyone. The CQM contest is an international event sponsored by Russian hams in the name of peaceful coexistence and mutual understanding. It's been going on for 61 years now, and it provides an outlet for either CW or phone contesting starting at 1200 UTC on Saturday and going for 24 hours. You'll be looking for contacts with anyone anywhere, with contact points varying depending on where the other station's located. Multipliers are the P150 country list, and there are links to that list in the show notes for episode 4. I'm going to be honest, every year this weekend I enter the Volturiti and stick with that one pretty intensely. So I've never entered the CQM contest, but if I wasn't such a Ritty hound, I would. And I'd encourage you to give CQM a whirl if you're not doing the teletype thing this weekend. I've listened around in previous years, and there's activity to be had. Or maybe you can do both, interleaving your time between the two events. Peaceful coexistence. After all, that's kind of the message, right? That's it for episode 4. Thanks for listening. I'd sure appreciate a review on iTunes to help get the word out. Tell your friends if you like what we're doing here. For links to the contests mentioned this week, check the show notes for episode 4 on our website. That's zone.va7st.ca. You can also email me at bud@va7st.ca. Tell me a bit about contesting from your corner of the world. Let's go get 'em. I'll see you out there.